Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Baramhotep. May God begin in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility while our sin and iniquity are forgiven. Through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 21 of the martyrs, Saint Philomen and Apollonius were martyred. Philomen was a singer, and Apollonius was a flute player in the service of Arianus, the persecuting governor of Ancona. They were very close friends, and they desired to receive the crown of martyrdom. One day, Philomen went to the governor and confessed the Lord Christ before him. So he ordered to shoot him with arrows. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom afterwards. Apollonius came before the governor, and he also confessed the Lord Christ. Arianus became angry and ordered to shoot him also with arrows. While they were shooting him, one of the arrows glanced back and struck the governor's eye, and that happened before some Christians. One of them told the governor, "If you take from his blood and apply it to your eye, you would regain your sight." At the beginning, he did not believe, but because of the severe pain and the loss of his eye, he took some of the blood of St. Apollonius and smeared his eye. He immediately regained his sight. He regretted much all what he had done in tormenting the saints, and he believed in the Lord Christ. Apollonius also completed his strife and received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of their praise be with us all, Amen. On this day also St. Mary the Israelite was martyred. This saint did not know anything about the Lord Christ, and she lived a sinful life. The Lord sent to her a holy man who preached her and revealed to her the way of salvation and the faith of the Lord Christ. He told her that the soul has to give an answer about all her deeds on Judgment Day, according to what it is mentioned in the Old Testament. When she heard his saying, she was fearful and trembled. The grace moved her heart, and she asked him, saying, "Would God accept my repentance and pardon me for my sins?" He replied, "If you believe that the Lord Christ had come to the world for the salvation of mankind, was crucified on our behalf, died and rose from the dead on the third day," she repented, believed, and was baptized with a holy baptism. When the governor knew about her, he brought her before him. She confessed her faith in the Lord Christ, and she was steadfast in her belief. He tried to change her resolve by promises and threats, but she refused his words. He ordered to torture her, and finally he beheaded her with the sword. Thus she received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
We are.